She had been thinking about his message the whole day, and still had no idea what it meant. It was frustrating, to say the least, and so much had been frustrating for them lately. After 10 years of marriage, they were at wits' end and each other's throats when they considered how to salvage their relationship. It wasn't all yelling and raw emotion anymore, but it had settled into an almost quiet acceptance that things were falling apart and there was nothing they could do about it. It made her cry just thinking about their earlier days and how good it had been. Brenda had met Scott just out of high school, the summer before she was to start college. He was already a junior and had been working as a riding instructor at the ranch where her family kept their 3 horses stabled. Brenda had been walking in to check on her pregnant mare when she had spotted Scott trailing after Dr. Pike as he made his veterinary rounds through the stables, giving out immunizations and dealing with any complaints that were brought to his attention. She had been in Mora's box, and then there he was, tall, dark, and handsome. It had been love and lust, she'd readily admit, at first sight. His violet blue eyes had zeroed in on her green ones, and that had been it. She was his. She still couldn't believe that she had nabbed him. She knew she wasn't a bad catch herself, with her toned and curvy cowgirl body and her thick, wavy auburn hair that fell down to her ass. She definitely had her share of charms, but Scott had been so smart and funny and just so goddamn attractive. He worked to charm her, she knew, and she had been happy that he had chosen her. Now, though, it was like all the good times in the past were forgotten. Most of their time was spent together wrapped in silence, each of them in their own world. When they did manage to thaw a little and make it to the bedroom, things almost always fell flat. Even more disturbing lately had been some instances where Scott had been impotent, an embarrassing circumstance for him and a fearful and frustrating one for her. She just didn't know what to do to make things better, but she knew she wasn't ready to walk away. So, when she had gotten Scott's voicemail earlier in the day, telling her to hustle home, that he had something that must be dealt with and couldn't wait, she had felt a cold hand grip her heart. In the back of her mind, she just couldn't stop thinking that she was going to get home and find him packed and waiting to say goodbye. She pulled into the driveway of their nice 2-story suburban ranch home and cut the engine. Still, she couldn't seem to get out of the car. She just stared at the door, expecting all her past to suddenly walk out the door and drive off into Scott's Lexus. Finally, though, she steeled herself to face whatever she had to face and got out of her car and walked to the door. Walking into the house, she was hit by the absolute quiet that filled the big house. That had been another sore point between them lately. They had 2 beautiful children, Ty and Alexis, but Brenda wanted at least one more. Scott wanted to stick with the 2. Again, it just seemed that they were at odds about everything. She tried to shake the thoughts from her mind. The kids were in school, and she wanted to relax, but it was hard. She went into the kitchen and got a soda from the fridge. When she sat down at the table and put her bag on the floor, she finally saw the note sitting propped against the vase of flowers in the center of the table. "We have something very important to discuss. Please come see me upstairs. Scott." Brenda felt panic overwhelm her. Oh God, this was it. Scott was leaving. She felt tears well up in her eyes, and her hands holding the note began to shake. She hadn't wanted to see the end of her marriage, and now it seemed that there would be no avoiding it. She let some silent tears roll down her face before angrily brushing them away and getting unsteadily to her feet. Well, if it had to be, at least she could face it with a little dignity. Then it hit her that Scott was most likely upstairs right now, waiting to get the whole show over with and be on his way. Suddenly, a wave of anger at his callousness washed over her. Storming out of the kitchen, she stomped up the stairs, her anger evident in every furious step. Reaching the top, she paused and composed herself, trying to settle her emotions. She didn't want to be the one looking like a fool in this exchange.